This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi everyone, this is Andrew, VK5 Oscar November Echo, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We have a couple of events happening in August, starting with Narunga Lighthouse Weekend on the 20th and 21st of August. All are welcome, and the club station will be operational as VK5 ARC Portable. Come make some contact with us. Come camping for the weekend or just a day trip. On the 27th and 28th, Mike, VK5 Zulu Charlie, will be holding a foundation exam weekend with a full review and presentation is given, then the exam on a Sunday, an excellent opportunity to get that amateur radio license. Contact Mike on 04-23-672-004 or VK5ZuluCharlie@skark.org.au. Our general meeting will be held on the 25th of August at our club rooms on Railway Terrace, Seaford Meadows. All welcome and starts at 7:30. 73, this is Andrew, VK5ONE, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. There are just 3 weeks until our first AREG-hosted Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale, which is being held on Saturday the 3rd of September at Dogs SA, David Roche Park, Cromwell Street, Kilburn. Gates open at 8:30am for sellers, and buyer ticket sales kick off at 9am, with the seller arena opening to buyers at 10am. We'll also have a barbecue cooking snags, and a tea and coffee van providing everyone with their morning caffeine fix. Entry is just $5 for buyers, and seller spots from $10. At the time of recording this segment, just 4 seller spots remain, so if you're hoping to come and offload your gear, you better get in touch with us quickly. Please note that payment accepted for admission on the day will be cash only. DX Radio Systems, Australia's only flex radio dealer, have confirmed their attendance, and will be joining commercial sellers Connect VK and QSL Comms on the day. We'll also be giving away door prizes donated by Tet Mtron, Ultronics, and Scope IT. Paul, VK5PAS, will also be there promoting the Worldwide Flora and Fauna program. Paul is also an official ARRL Logbook of the World card checker, and will also be checking any QSL cards for ARRL award eligibility, as well as citing ID for those wanting to apply for Logbook of the World. To book your seller's site, simply send us an email at vk5arg@areg.org.au. That's Victor Kilo 5 Alpha Romeo Golf at areg.org.au. Or for more information, visit our website or check us out on Facebook. Our next monthly Fox Hunt event will be held this coming Friday, August the 12th, kicking off from the car park of the Adelaide Aquatic Centre, off Jeffcott Road, North Adelaide. Hounds can assemble from 6pm with the departure at 6:30pm. This event is open to everyone wanting to join in. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be our annual general meeting to be held on Friday the 19th of August at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors open at 7:30 with proceedings starting at 8pm. Our guest speaker for the evening is Adrian, Kilo Oscar 8 Sierra Charlie Alpha, one of the team members of the 3 Yankee Zero Juliet Bouvet Island expedition, who will join us via Zoom from his home in New York. Adrian will take us through the challenges facing the 3Y0J team and preparatory work that has been completed so far for this epic adventure, which is planned to be QRV in January 2023. Bouvet Island ranks number 2 on Club Log's most wanted list and is also considered one of the most remote parts of the world, and you can only get there by boat. So if you're a DXCC chaser, this is one activation you will really want to work. Everyone is welcome to come along on the night. We'll also have tea, coffee, cake and biscuits on offer afterwards to enjoy over an eyeball QSO. Once again, for more info, check out our website or look us up on Facebook. We look forward to seeing you there. 73 from AREG.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday the 14th of August 2022. Last Friday week, we held our August activity night. Three club members gave presentations on a number of varied subjects. Yours truly bored everyone half to death by explaining why you might want to go portable and the basics of how to go about it. This was followed by a presentation from Chris VK5 Mike Charlie on the 30-foot 10-metre satellite dish that was originally built for the CSIRO and erected at Dapto near Wollongong in an area well away from Sydney and the other TV stations and associated possible interference. The dish was acquired years later by the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, VK2AMW, and spearheaded by Lyle, VK2ALU, was converted and used for moon bounce and other space-related experiments. Chris then changed topics to talk about Omitanashi. Omitanashi, which stands for Outstanding Moon Exploration Technologies Demonstrated by Nano Semi-Hard Impactor, is a small spacecraft and semi-hard lander of the 6U CubeSat format that will demonstrate low-cost technology to land and explore the lunar surface. The CubeSat will also take measurements of the radiation environment near the Moon as well as on the lunar surface. If you are interested, Google Omitanashi JAXA as a starter. I will spell that out phonetically for you. Oscar, Mike, Oscar, Tango, Echo, November, Alpha, Sierra, Hotel, India, followed by Juliet, Alpha, X-ray, Alpha. I'll repeat. Oscar, Mike, Oscar, Tango, Echo, November, Alpha, Sierra, Hotel, India, and that's followed by Juliet, Alpha, X-ray, Alpha. Chris was followed by Peter, VK5BE, who described his sneaky self-contained and automatic setup for transmitting a short Morse code signal as a FOX for the HF or VHF UHF bands, which he sets up some distance from where he's hiding in order to confuse the hounds, who usually mistake a parked vehicle for the location of the FOX. Not necessarily so, my friends. He also showed a short video of his session in Shane Van Gisbergen's winning Commodore at the Bend Motor Raceway recently. The car was driven by Garth Tander, and Peter was lucky enough to score two hot laps of the course. During his experience, Peter experienced speed well in excess of 200 kilometres an hour and G-forces in excess of 2G, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. All in all, another great night was had by all. A delicious supper was again provided by Gabby, wife of Club Life member Greg, VK5ZGY. A very big thank you, Gabby. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night, it was the general meeting for August of the North East Radio Club, and Brian, VK5VI, gave a very informative lecture about switch mode power supplies. He showed us how the power supplies developed in the early days, and how they came about to be built and used for most of the modern equipment these days. And he gave plenty of illustrations of the circuitry that's used. And he also pointed out that a lot of the old switch mode power supplies that are lying around the place can be converted for use for amateur usage. So thank you very much, Brian. That was a very informative lecture about switch mode power supplies. Now next weekend, on the 20th and 21st of August, there's going to be an expo at the Hectorville Community Centre celebrating the 150th anniversary of the building of the Todd Telegraph Line between Adelaide and Darwin. There will be all sorts of memorabilia on display, and there will also be stations operating from the expo site. Any station that contacts the stations will be eligible for a special edition QSL card. And also Australia Post will be issuing special stamps to celebrate this event, and that also includes first day covers, and they will be all issued on the 23rd of August. Now the Hectorville Community Centre is at 47 Reed Avenue, Hectorville, and it will be both Saturday and Sunday next weekend that this expo will be conducted.
Ross Cunningham, VK5KMH, became a silent key on the 30th of July. Ross was a long-time member and supporter of our club. He was also the national coordinator of the Australia-wide HF Travellers Net. His presence at NERC will be sadly missed. Vale, Ross VK5KMH.
Well, that's all for this week's news. Thanks very much for listening. Stay negative. This is Les, VK5KLD, saying 73s and good DX.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.